Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Good morning again. Welcome to Spectrum. My name is Steve Warren. We have another special guest. All of our guests are special on Spectrum. We have Bridget Hilton. Bridget is here because she has a product that she came up with, which actually I found very curious. It's called LSTN Listen. So, Bridget, welcome to Spectrum.
Nice to be here.
Thank you. Tell us about Listen. It's actually headphones. But it's much deeper than that. Tell us a little bit about your product and how you got it started.
So Listen is a pretty new company. We make headphones that are all made from reclaimed wood. So we have three different types of wood that we work with. The headphones are super high quality audio. And for every pair that we sell, we help restore hearing to person in need through the Starkey Hearing Foundation.
Your background is in the music industry. What did you do in your previous lives?
My past life was all music industry, so I worked for Universal Music Group mainly, as well as a few other labels doing music marketing. So I would put together marketing plans for different artists, you know, anyone from, you know, country to rap to rock to jazz. There's a lot of different artists we work with.
Where are you from originally? What's your background? Way back. Mm-hmm. Not way, way back, because you're not that old, but how'd you start at all?
I am originally from Flint, Michigan. I lived there until I was about 21, and then I moved to L.A., and so that's where I am now. We started the company in L.A., and we're based out of West Hollywood.
So, Michigander, here you are in New York, and you're making the rounds talking about Listen. The project itself, why headphones? Who decided the need for more headphones since there's only 10,000 brands out there?
There are way too many brands out there. But when we were looking at, because originally I wanted to start something, I knew that it had to be a music product and it had to give back. I just didn't know exactly what we wanted to do yet. So we're looking at the headphone market, and obviously it's growing. It's just huge with, you know, smartphones and everything. And at first I was like, we don't need another headphone company. But then I was looking at all of the different brands, and I didn't find one that I could really relate to. I found, like, you know, different ones that were targeted towards different people, and I didn't find one that would be great for me. So I kind of look at, like, Whole Foods as a similar customer to Listen. So I didn't see anyone that was doing that. And so that's why we chose headphones.
What about the concept of making them out of wood? What was the science behind that? What was the technology, the research, the beta testing and all of that? I mean, you didn't just carve them out of a piece of wood one day or a piece of composite and stick a wire in it, right?
No. So we had a couple different reasons for using wood. One, like, I'm a huge outdoors buff, and I was on a road trip in California when I came up with the idea. And the other reason is because we were thinking about, you know, our guitars and piano and everything, and we're like, why are all these amazing instruments made out of wood but not headphones? And it seems natural that, you know, the natural acoustic properties would be in headphones. As far as the technology goes, we got really lucky with our manufacturer, and they were already making headphones, and so we basically just had to work with them to find the right, you know, types of wood and what we wanted to use.
What about the types of wood? You don't you don't cut down a tree to make these.
No, we don't.
Where's the wood come from, and what kind do you prefer?
So we get all of our wood from furniture and flooring manufacturers that would otherwise just kind of throw those pieces away, like pieces that aren't big enough for a table or a cabinet, but they're big enough for, you know, a little pair of earbuds or headphones. And so we're not actually chopping down any trees to make our product either, so we're super eco-friendly.
There's a big war raging between big headphones and little headphones, earbuds versus the ones that cover half of your side of your face. Where is that battle these days?
I like both of them. I mean, I love our earbuds, and they're by far the best sounding earbuds I've ever had. And I'm not just saying that. We get that feedback quite a bit. I think it's just depending on who you are. You know, like the bigger ones are more fashionable, of course. But if you're, you know, say like a runner, you're not going to wear those running. Like earbuds are better.
How many different styles of headphones mm-hmm. do you manufacture?
So we have three different styles. We have the earbuds, which are called the Bowery's, which is named after a venue here in New York. We have the Fillmore's, which are like our kind of our travel version. They fold up really small. And then we have the Troubadours, which are our, you know, main over-ear headphones.
Sounds like the names of nightclubs to me.
Yeah.
Jazz clubs from days gone by.
Exactly.
And such. Very good. Who uses your headphones? Is it for the casual person on the subway or is it in studio? What's the end user?
We found that we have a very broad range of people using them, which is cool because I didn't want to just go after like one specific person. But I would say most of it's casual listeners. People that, you know, see them first and they, you know, oh, they look so cool. And like every single one is unique, which is cool because they're made out of wood or they love the cause. It's not a lot of studio people, I would say, yet, but we could probably get to that point.
Our guest is Bridget Hilton, and we're talking about a project called Listen, LSTN, manufacturing some wooden headphones. If somebody wanted some more information right here in the middle of the program, what would be a good website? What's a place for them to visit to kind of check out what we're doing while they're listening here?
Sure. So go to listenheadphones.com. It's spelled LSTNheadphones.com. Or you can just Google it.
You mentioned the cause because there's a second chapter to the headphones. It's not just the headphones. There's something behind that. When you sell a pair, it helps somebody. Mm-hmm. Tell us about who it helps and how you got to that point and selected that group.
Sure. So the reason why we wanted a cause behind it is because, you know, social enterprise is growing at a crazy rate. And social enterprise is any company that integrates cause into their DNA of their company. You know, they don't do it as an afterthought. They don't do it as a marketing gimmick or anything. So as far as me, like I love like Tom's Shoes and Warby Parker and Feed Bags and all of those companies that are doing amazing things. And I wanted to do that, but with music. So kind of combining the two things that I love. So we found this amazing partner called Starkey Hearing Foundation. They're like the biggest hearing foundation for the deaf in the world. They're really, really amazing. We're so lucky that we found them. They're actually based here in the U.S. in Minneapolis, but they go through, you know, the entire world and distribute hearing aids to people in need. I don't think people realize like how big of a problem it is and like how you can really like change someone's life with just something so simple like that they've never heard before. And then all of a sudden, like it's like a button that can just like switch on. It's really, really amazing. I mean, you can't help, you know, everyone, but with like 90% of people, you can help with a hearing aid.
A portion of each purchase mm-hmm. goes to help them. And how do they select the people? You leave that all up to them. And is it deaf or is it partially hearing? I mean, is there categories of people that are this is designed to help?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely categories. We don't select people. We just they kind of have that all down. You know, like they're really amazing. You know, that like 95% of children in deaf schools can be helped with just a hearing aid. So that's kind of who we're going after is the people that can be helped. They just don't have the resources. It's really great. I mean, we're about to go on our first mission. So we just wrapped up like year one of Listen. Like in August will be our first year. And so we're going to go to Peru, distribute like 10,000 hearing aids at the end of August.
There's been some stories in the news mainline media recently about videos that have gone viral of children that hear their voices for the first time or people that hear their own voice or hear music mm-hmm. for the first time. It can be pretty dramatic, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was another thing that inspired me to start this company is I saw the video of the woman that was my age and she had heard herself talk for the first time. And it was like, you know, it was crazy viral. And I watched that and I was thinking, you know, why can't we do this on like a global scale?
So again, give me the website for people that can find out information about the headphones. And I mm-hmm. presume on that website is a link to the Starkey Foundation
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. It's listenheadphones.com, spelled LSTNheadphones.com. And we have a whole page that details our work with Starkey and videos and pictures and whatnot. We try to be pretty transparent about it.
You had mentioned that you're getting ready to go on a tour and you'd like to expand internationally. Do you have some specific goals in mind for that direction in the coming years? What countries, where there is the greatest need? Mm-hmm. Do you have any other new products in the pipeline? Are there going to be hearing aids made out of wood? You know, all of yeah. those, all of those questions that are hanging out there on the end of the, end of the stick.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to, Peru is our first place that we're going with Starkey, but they travel constantly. So we're going to be joining them quite a bit. Like I said, we're doing 10,000 hearing aids in, at the end of August, so that will be quite the experience. I would like to go to Africa and Mexico and Asia. I mean, they really help everywhere from, you know, right here in the U.S. They help in New York to China. So really, we can go anywhere.
Really, it's not a question of language. If you don't,
no.
if you can't hear the language, everybody in that situation
exactly.
speaks the same language or not, as the case may be.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Where can people buy the Listen headphones? What's your marketing plan? Where can people pick up a pair or go look at some somewhere or
sure.
give them a listen?
So right now we're in a bunch of we started off with a bunch of record stores and a bunch of like high-end fashion boutiques. And then our first national retail partner is Whole Foods.
Oh, really? So, okay.
Which is interesting.
Full circle. That was the inspiration. And now
exactly.
all of a sudden it's right there next to the peanuts in the shell or something.
You might think that's weird because it's a grocery store, but we wanted something that was different. And, you know, Best Buy is amazing and all, but you go in there and there's, you know, 25 different brands of headphones. And Whole Foods will be the only headphone brand that they've ever had. So it's pretty cool. And I think that that's like a really great target for us. After that, we'll go into a couple other retailers. We're working on Urban Outfitters right now as well.
So people that fit the model of mm-hmm. how your company
exactly.
is set up. So you're mm-hmm. you're partnering with people of a like mind.
Exactly.
Well, Bridget, it's been great having you with us on Spectrum. It's an interesting story, the wooden headphones, the fact that people can hear better by putting them on, and they can hear better by buying them in the first place, or make other people hear better by buying them in the first place. Mm-hmm. Thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to checking out a pair of your headphones next time I'm at Whole Foods. And keep us up to date with what's going on next time you're in the city, and if you have some new chapters to write
yeah,
for this
absolutely.
Amazing story, fill us in.
Great. Thank you so much.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.